I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's producer Dan. Welcome to the podcast. It is Friday, August 30th, 2019, and I am doing the intro because no one else is here. But nonetheless, we got some good stuff on the show today. We got some very funny audio from Wisdom Teeth Shenanigans. It's a Friday, so I, of course, come in and wrap the week up with Dan's weekly wrap-up. Our good friend and lifestyle expert Matt Simcoe joined us in studio. He came in to try to help me and Carson not look a mess for the fall season. We need a lot of help. And we got an update on the chicken wars. You know what you did, Popeyes. You know what you did.
Kennedy and Annie are off on vacation. They will be back next week. Our good friend and the official lifestyle expert of the Carson and Kennedy program, Matt Simcoe. You can follow along on his life at Simcoe Says. You see him on TV and writing and fabulous photographs of you and Dave on Instagram.
I just posted a shirtless pic.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you eating an avocado?
No, I'm in a hot tub.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that a paying gig, official lifestyle expert of Carson Kennedy?
Not when I'm at Mix 104.1, it's not. Sometimes it pays.
It pays in certain ways, maybe. All right, it's been quite the week on the show. We had some pretty funny things happen. We got some audio from the ladies in Turks and Caicos having a completely different experience together while on vacation. I survived a bear attack, but Dan thinks I'm a drama queen.
You are.
And I think my wife and I might need couples therapy after her hanging out on the show for a couple of days. Let's get to producer Dan and the weekly wrap-up right here.
There I am.
The weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. Shikaka.
Pew, 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 pew.
What's up, Boston?
What's up, producer Dan?
I'm a little under the weather this week, but we're going to get it done.
Okay.
It's your boy, Lil Cough Drop, a.k.a. the NyQuil Nas.
Tell him.
The Cold and Flu 50.
We know the truth.
The Cough Syrup Snoop Dogg.
Let him know.
A.K.A. Bop, Bop. Carson,
Kennedy,
bop, DJ, bop. Drop that wrap up.
Sorry. Kennedy usually does that part. I'm sorry to throw you off,
Dan. It's okay. Bop, Bop. It's the weekly rap. I'm back again, baby. It's crazy. Doper than Rick James in the 80s. End up on a beat. I bring heat like it's 80 degrees. Trick, please. It's the rap Tom Brady. Now if our show sounds pedestrian, please forgive us, we're just missing all the estrogen. Matter of fact, we should probably message them. They down at Turks and Caicos, man, and they ain't checking in. They did once. Here, I'll set the scene though. And he's basically a walking mojito, chilling in the sun while her liver's getting tested. Kennedy's in bed by 8, well rested. Every night is like a party or a festival, so we had him tape some late night confessionals. Boston, they ain't running to return to, and Kennedy's rocking first degree burns too, while she's asleep like a baby in a manger. Annie's at the bar getting drunk talking to strangers, and while we sure miss their voices on our station, it's like if the odd couple went on vacation. I don't know if this was just a beginner's flub, but Lana said they were going to a swingers club. That's a fact you won't get with a Snapple. Ladies, don't forget your upside down pineapple. This'll have the hair standing on your neck and back. Carson, he survived a real bear attack. He be yesing cause the truth ain't that gory, but Carson never lets a fact stop his story. Let's start at the beginning, cause what's funny is he went camping in New York with like 20 kids. They were raw feeding ice cream in a waffle cone while a bear was in your campsite all alone. He was rummaging around with the Oreos, but that's not how Carson Tager's story goes. You were talking like the bear's your arch nemesis. An attack, you weren't even on the premises. Straight fibbing. Boy, you a shook one. Basically, your story is I was in the woods once. That's alright, you all live to see another day. But if you played your guitar, he'd have ran away. Just me and Carson, ideas were running out. So Lana came in 2 days just to help us out. Now y'all are gold, stay true to each other. But how well do you know one another? We played a new game, called it the couples match. And y'all went 0-5, suffering succotash. Now, I don't know if that marriage flame flickering, but y'all were out at a dinner and started bickering. Couldn't let that score stand, it was hollow. I got a text that we play again tomorrow. They wanted sweet redemption in the sunlight. So they played again and got one right. So you went 1-10 in a sum up, but you doubled your score, you on the come up. All right, I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You found something to rhyme with suffer and succotash.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do. My brain is super weird.
On the come up.
That was awesome. Producer Dan and the weekly wrap up every Friday at about this time with the dope rhymes and the fat beats. And if you ever miss it, we do put it up on the podcast. You can go to the iTunes podcasting app, radio.com. Be sure to download and like and subscribe and all that sort of good stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Matt Simcoe is in. Good morning,
hey,
Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I will be Kennedy and Annie today.
I appreciate that. So Matt is our travel and style guide for New England. Matt has a fantastic beard. You and Dan are like in a serious competition. I feel like we need to post a picture and see who people think has the better beard right now.
Oh, why are you pitting us against each other? It's all love.
You want to touch beards?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Dan was about to get up.
Don't tell me. I'm ready.
Listen, Matt, I'm about this life.
You can follow Matt Simcoe on Instagram. It is at Simcoe Says. You've probably seen him on television or writing for magazines. And I asked Matt to come in because we're getting to like that fall season. And I know guys don't like to talk about it, but the women in guys' lives like to talk about it because they're going to be going apple picking.
That's it, right?
They're going to be, you know, the fall photo session.
All of that.
The kids' first day of school session, stuff like that. So what do women need to be on the lookout for their men this fall?
Well, I think every woman I've ever met always wants the guy in their life to dress better.
Right.
Right? Except for you, Carson. You dress great.
Well, thank you.
Most of the time. there's some occasions.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
But fall's all about layering. Right, you want to put a lot of layers on. Quilted jackets are really big for the fall this year,
right.
And that's always like a good finishing layer. Uh-huh. I always say it doesn't matter what your layers are as long as that top one looks really good. So you can have like an old t-shirt, some button-down shirt, and then like a really cool quilted jacket that you just bought this year, and instantly like you're on trend for fall.
Dan, you in a quilted jacket for fall.
Do it.
The hell is a quilted jacket? Like a plaid jacket, like Paul Bunyan?
No, it's like a quilted jacket.
You can keep saying. I shop at Walmart, dude. I don't know.
They sell them there. You can absolutely find one there. And that's what I always talk about with style, right? It doesn't have to be expensive or intimidating or quote-unquote fancy, right? It has to fit well. It has to look good. And if something's in style, like a trendy piece, you shouldn't spend a lot of money on it anyway. Investment pieces, spend a lot of money on your basics, right? And your classic looks. Mm-hmm. But trendy pieces, don't spend a lot of money because they're going to go away in a couple months even.
All right, you're a fashionista. Let me ask you
sometimes
this. What's wrong with cargo shorts? Why does everyone hate cargo shorts?
You know what? I was prepping for this question when I came in here this morning. It just, there was a time and a place for cargo shorts. And cargo pants came back a couple years ago for fall, a slim cut cargo pant. Mm-hmm. But what are you putting in the pockets, buddy?
Ladies are always complaining they don't have pockets. I got pockets for me. I got pockets for you. I got pockets for that guy over there. I got pockets for everybody.
What are you putting there?
I got my wallet, my phone.
Yeah. I put those in my regular pockets. Yeah. I don't have that much cargo to take around with me.
My shank in there. My comb.
Sometimes I you could keep banana, maybe some snacks. Right? If you carried snacks in your cargo shorts, I would absolutely sign
up. It's
that.
It's Carson Checks and Kennedy. We have our fashion and style and food expert Matt Simcoe hanging out with us. How about, can I still wear my jogger pants?
I'm wearing them today.
Okay.
I'm wearing joggers right now. Yeah. Joggers, you can still wear those. I feel like they're part of our regular style portfolio at this point. They're not just a trendy item anymore. They're comfortable, right?
I love them. Yeah. People make fun of me. Like, all the guys that are my age, they see me wearing them, they're like, what are those? I'm like, they're jogger pants, and they're comfortable.
Yeah. Do you wear Lululemon jogger pants?
No, I don't. No.
Do they make stuff for guys?
Oh, they do. And it is comfortable.
It's expensive. Expensive, though.
It is. It
just
is.
Just three manly men sitting around talking about Lululemon. That's what we're doing.
What about jorts? I'm bringing jorts back this summer. It's good enough for John Cena. It's good enough for you, Matt.
What about jorts? Yeah. No, really, Dan. Tell me. What
jorts
about
jorts? I'm wearing them this year. They're coming back. back. I have great calves. They accentuate them.
If you've got great calves, you know what would look great? A pair of joggers. A pair of nice fitted joggers on those calves. You know what? Jorts, when they're cut off and you're a little hipstery, that could be a look.
You have a jean jacket on. Why can't I have jean shorts?
This is, Dan, this is a chambray shirt.
I don't know what you're saying.
I tried to explain what chambray was to Dan a couple weeks ago, and he was just like, didn't even
It
know.
Looks like
All
denim.
Right, you guys are more cultured than me. Ooh.
That's accurate.
We're not arguing with
Whatever.
You.
Whatever.
All right, we got to wrap it up here. Anything else you need to get to?
Just look cool for the fall, wear lots of layers, experiment with colors, and if you want to do trend, small pops, socks, overcoats, things like that.
All right, and if I go out to the apple picking to take my Instagram photo?
Wear the biggest scarf you can possibly find and wrap it around.
Oh, really?
What should he do with his head? He doesn't have hair as an accessory. What should he do with his bald dome?
Why are you taking shots of me, producer?
We're going to get some leaves and just glue them to his head. Leaf crown.
Text in the 401, cargo shorts help slim my waist. Is that true?
That is completely inaccurate. The less fabric and the closer it sits to your body, the slimmer you're going to look.
I wear a lot of black. Like Johnny Cash.
Well, you know, black's not slimming for everyone, Dan.
No. So. Oh, you're killing me this break. I can't get out of anything.
All right. Follow him on Instagram at Simcoe Says, @SimcoeSays.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Have you guys been paying attention to the chicken wars? The chicken sandwich wars?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that are happening here. First of all, there's a guy in East Ridge, Tennessee who is suing Popeyes Chicken because they ran out of their new chicken sandwich and wasted his time. His name is Craig Barr. He's suing for false advertising, deceptive business practices by an entity to the public, countless time wasted driving to and from Popeyes, and no chicken sandwich.
They did definitely undersell and not make enough chicken sandwiches.
Well, it's not a God-given right that you get a chicken sandwich from a fast food restaurant.
They purposely didn't make enough so they would sell out and create a buzz.
That's called marketing.
That's genius.
Also, if I sued everyone for wasting my time, I would be in court every damn day.
He was told to come back this day, still no sandwich. He says he answered a Craigslist ad from Popeyes, a worker promising to make him a special sandwich.
No.
People are hustling these on the street for money.
Would you buy a special sandwich on Craigslist?
No, really?
He gave the employee $24 and never received the sandwich, so he wants $5,000 and actually has a court date on October 28th.
What is this gentleman's name again?
His name is Craig Barr.
Do it for everybody, Craig. You're a man of the people. Make more chicken sandwiches. You're going to release a new chicken sandwich. I want one. I can't have one.
And there are also apparently other people out there that are not employees that are posting that they will make the Popeyes chicken sandwich and you can buy it for $20. They'll like come to your house or you can go to their house and pick it up.
I don't like any of this. Let's get Judge Judy on the case.
All right. That is our good friend and official style expert of the Carson Kennedy Show, Matt Simcoe. You can follow him on Instagram at Simcoe Says. And he's going to give you some really good stuff. You're trying to get your man dressed for that perfect fall Instagram photo at the Apple Orchard. That's coming up in about 9 minutes on Mix.
Go, Craig.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So yesterday, producer Dan brought us some pretty funny audio after a teenager had his wisdom teeth removed. Take a listen.
Dad,
mm-hmm.
When we go home, you're sitting in your Papa Bear chair.
Yeah.
Are you gonna make me some porridge? Dad!
If that's what you want.
You gotta make me porridge.
Alright.
Then I can't be like Goldilocks. She had the best story. It was a good story. She eats the porridge. Oh, can we go to her house, Dad?
Okay.
But Dad, can we go to her house?
Yes, we can go to her house.
Oh, we're gonna hang out with the locks of gold. It's gonna be a good time.
That boy is high.
And what is this audio? We have more wisdom teeth removal audio.
Teenagers keep getting their wisdom teeth pulled.
And Dan is here for it.
Yep.
The bear! I wanted them.
What?
I can put them under my pillow.
What did she want?
She wanted to keep her wisdom teeth and put them under her pillow, because that's good money.
The bear! I wanted them.
What?
I can put them under my pillow. That's four teeth. You know how many dollars that is?
Four.
No, I'm seeking $10 for my tea. Your parents are just cheap.
Parents are cheap.
Why am I crying?
$10 for teeth. Where you live at, Richie Rich?
That was good.
You know the only thing better than that,
Dad? Mm-hmm. When we go home, you're sitting in your Papa Bear chair.
Yeah.
Are you going to make me some porridge?
Not here.
Remix.
Why
does it go together? It's like they were alternating.
Carson has made himself laugh so hard he can't function. Oh, get it together, man.
Lana, have you ever had your wisdom teeth taken out?
Yes.
And did you get drugged up?
Yes. And I did not want to go home with the person that was supposed to take me home. I said,
which was one of my best friends.
He was in our wedding.
What, you thought he was kidnapping you?
I said, I don't know that man.
It's singing Philip, the guy that sings the intro to Can't Be Kennedy.
You were like, stranger danger.
He's been one of my closest friends for 10 years.
Are you sure, ma'am? Nope, don't know him.
Oh, what are they giving people in the dentist office? Oh, my face hurts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.